Is it not one of the biggest problems ever now for teachers of all schools over discipline?
Definitely. I mean, one of the problems is 66% of teachers, and this is a government survey, say there's a crisis in the classroom. That's, you know, over nearly 7 out of 10 teachers, and they're the ones on the front line. Often you get the head teachers and deputy head teachers, so there isn't. But of course, they've got every interest to say that because they don't want to say there's chaos in their school. But I think we've got a real problem with British youth. I looked at this in my Yob book and in the book I've just written, Parent Power. And, you know, we have British kids are among the unhappiest in Europe, and we just don't bring up our children very well. Parents don't, schools don't really know how to deal with them. I mean, just the wider society don't really treat children very well, and they're unhappy and they're chatty and they're not concentrating properly. And, you know, teachers bear the brunt of it in the classroom.
How would you change, if you were in charge, how would you change the discipline laws within schools?
I think you'd have much better consistent management. I'd also think you've got to do something about the lessons themselves. I mean, I know myself, we just don't have any freedom as teachers to teach what we feel is appropriate for our kids. So, you know, I've taught kids that, you know, just are not interested at all in reading Shakespeare and Romeo and Juliet and things like that. And I have to teach them that. Whereas I know I could devise some lessons that would really interest them, you know, stuff, car maintenance or whatever it is, you know, make something appropriate for the kids. And we just don't have that power anymore. And that's been at the root of why the discipline has got so much worse. Since 1990, when the national curriculum was introduced, you know, discipline has really gone down in schools because the kids that are bored with what they're studying. They don't feel any attachment to it, and they just muck around and cause trouble.
When did it start breaking down?
I think it started breaking down. I mean, I think the culture's changed. I think we, 20 years ago, we were a very different nation. I mean, you know, in 1979, there was 10 times less violent crime than there is now in society. We were just a different type of people. And so that's changed. The media's changed things. You know, you see a lot of cheekiness and back-chatting on the media, and kids, surprise, surprise, do that in the classroom. But also, in schools, there's been a new regime of targets and lots of paperwork for teachers, and it's put off a lot of kids. This obsession with the results means, you know, you get a substantial minority who are failing, and they know they're failing, and they don't give a toss about what they do. They don't care. They swear at the teacher, they fight the teacher, or they get excluded, and that has created a massive problem in many schools throughout the country.
Where do you actually see education going in your eyes?
I think it's going to a bad place at the moment. I mean, I am actually, you catch me at a point where I feel really disillusioned. I just think we've got to backpedal on being obsessed with exams. Sure, we need a few exams to test kids about how well they're doing, but you know, you should see the amount of exams that kids have to take now and all of these modules and retakes. And the only one that's only people who are benefiting are the exam boards, and they're making, you know, an absolute mint out of it. But we, the kids and the teachers and the parents, are all suffering as a result. I just think that we've got to stop our schools becoming exam factories and, you know, return some of the kind of excitement and passion back to schools.
Tell me, in talking to teachers, and you've done all this research,
yeah,
what is their opinion on the cane?
I think that, you know, the older generation think that you should bring it back. But I think the new generation, you know, my generation, I'm personally against it because I just think that you just land up. I mean, I've dealt with some really violent characters in my time at school. And if I'd ever try and whack them, I would have landed up in a ditch. You know, it would have been a joke. I think that time has gone. Instead, we need to have clear boundaries and clear sanctions. That's not to say we don't have discipline, but we need to have it to be reasoned and thought through. And I agree, at the moment, it's not satisfactory. It is out of control. But, you know, you go to certain other cultures, like Germany and France, and the kids do behave well, and they're not being whacked every other moment. But there's a kind of parents are supportive, and there's a culture of clear rules and boundaries. And too many kids in Britain, I saw this particularly with my Yob book, you know, they don't have bedtimes, they don't sit down to dinner with their parents, they don't discuss anything. It's just kind of slanging matches. And often the worst behaved children are actually hit at home. And that's a lot of serious research shows that. So I'm kind of against going backwards. I think we need to have, you know, loving, supportive parents who have clear rules and boundaries. And that's really the only way. And we need that in school as well. We need, you know, a caring, supportive environment which really sets clear rules.